Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Even in death his body prophesied. In his lifetime he performed wonders, and in death his works were marvellous. So speaks the author of Ecclesiasticus, evoking our wonder at the miracles of Elisha, even after he was dead, even though his body was dead. And here, my friends, we see a biblical announcement of the devotional practice of the relics of the saints. When a dead man touched the bones of the long-dead Elisha, he was brought back to life. So many other wonders has God done through the relics of his saints. This reminds us that God loves our bodies. Christianity is not an intellectual exercise. It is not a religion of good intentions. That we can leave for the atheists. Christianity is the sacredness of flesh and blood. It is imagination of God, of the sacramentality of creation. It is only when we can't see creation as a sacrament, and the beauty of being as the expressed beauty of God, that we miss out on the best part of human life, the noble beauty of our body, and the love God has, like a lover, of working through our bodies. So let us revere our bodies, love them, and thank God for them. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.